The commission looked at a variety of different, we'll call them pay-by-the-mile type of systems. And I think the one that, you know, you may have heard about or that's being talked about in some other states is so-called VMT or vehicle miles traveled system, where essentially you put some sort of a device in a person's car, it measures their mileage inside the state, generates a bill which can be electronically paid then, sort of like an iPass or something like that. The commission looked at that option and decided what they called, kind of referred to as high-tech VMT, and decided against that for a variety of reasons. One is there are certainly privacy concerns that people have about, you know, that someone's knowing where their vehicle is all the time. So there are those concerns out there. But also they were concerned about adopting something like that at the state level, where you might get into a situation where eventually this becomes a federal program and you've maybe selected a different technology or the wrong technology, and the cost of implementation of it are fairly significant, and they're the hundreds of dollars per vehicle. So you don't want to make a decision like that as one state and wind up making the wrong decision. But the commission did decide they wanted to continue to have a user fee funded system, and they wanted to address this issue of, you know, electric vehicles and extremely high mileage vehicles that aren't necessarily paying their use fee through the gas tax. So what they adopted was what we're referring to in the report is a mileage-based registration fee. So that every year when you re-register your vehicle and you pay your currently $75 registration fee, you would pay that fee plus an incremental fee based on how many miles you drove in the last year based on how you reported your mileage, reported your odometer mileage, not where you went or anything like that, but report your odometer mileage at the time of re-registration. The way that would work is there would be a 3,000-mile allowance that would not be charged for. I think the commission felt that accounts for a couple things. One is it accounts for some out-of-state miles that people would certainly have, and also I think the commission felt that, you know, for vehicles that are, remember I said that about 12,000 miles is the average amount of miles driven by a typical vehicle in the state, they felt that really small mileage vehicles, people that don't drive a lot, you know, their $75 registration fee ought to cover that. So give an allowance of the first 3,000 miles. For the next 17,000 miles after that, up to 20,000 miles, that person would pay an additional fee of 1.02 cents per mile. 1.02 cents per mile. So then after you got to 20,000 miles of reported odometer mileage, you would not pay after that. So that maximum additional fee would then be that 17,000 miles times a little bit more than a penny, or, you know, $170 a year plus. Just to anticipate maybe a couple questions about that, I know that people have talked about, you know, compliance and so forth. The commission felt that after some research that was done by the department that there certainly are readily available opportunities to sort of assure reasonable amount of compliance with a system like that, whether it could be, typically, if you're taking your vehicle to a Jiffy Lube type of a place, or to a dealer for service, or certainly if you're getting your emissions inspected, if you're in the southeast area where we do emissions inspections, your odometer mileage is being reported somewhere, either to the state in the case of emissions inspection, or typically to Carfax or one of these private services in other cases, so that there would be the ability for the state to do some spot checking as needed to make sure that people were accurately reporting their mileage. And also, the commission felt that, you know, you could true this system up at the time a person transfers title of their vehicle and sells it to somebody else. You would report the mileage and you would know what that is at that time. So certainly there are issues there that would have to be dealt with, but the commission felt that the mileage-based registration fee was certainly the option that had the lowest cost of implementation. It doesn't require adding hardware to people's cars. It doesn't require, you know, getting into knowing where people are driving. So the low cost of implementation, doesn't have the privacy concerns, but yet gives the opportunity to get the state into this notion of people paying, as Commissioner Cheslevich talked a little bit, paying for their use of the system directly, proportionally.